3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Oh, I am taking over.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Stick to what you do. Do.
Oh, right!
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour. Triple M. I feel good. Seriously, what's Rabbit's doing?
I don't know, Jim. I don't know what's wrong with him.
He got some black T-shirt on
with
a massive, great big hole in the armpit.
And he thinks it's trendy.
He's got hairy armpit hair coming out of the sleeve of his stupid T-shirt.
Fashion. Hey,
Rabbits.
You got too much hair on you. It's You're fashion. A young bloke.
What are you doing, Rabbits?
Just giving the people what they want.
No, you're not. That's 100% not what you're doing.
What's happening in Clarendon Street too, Jim?
What is going on
here? Well, I walked out there before and dropped one, and the whole joint's enclosed now.
You just ripped about four buildings to shreds. Oh, no. They've got a gas leak or something, and they've got a whole lot of fireys and cops
I'll
out
tell you
there.
What we have got, Jim. Firemen, two in particular, walking through here. The gas leaks across the road.
What are they doing coming
They're
in
just
here?
Walking up and down here in their suits.
Well, seeing if any of the sales staff are around.
And I know who they are too, these two.
Oh, come on.
With their little hoses.
It took me took me about four goes to get in, Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't. They were bloody blocked the whole way around here.
Yeah,
anyway.
Gas leak.
So nice Monday helping. Don't know shortly.
Yeah,
we'll see Damo
in
there. I can't believe what I'm about to hear next, but I'm wait for that. Davey Reynolds.
Yes.
Second half.
Well, Dave, what's
because,
he been doing?
Bathurst not far away.
I tell you what he's been doing, Jim. Whinging. Because the Ford Mustangs
are
too quick. So all he does is whine.
And then the topics, Brayshaw, just to get us underway nicely.
That's good.
Right at the back end. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. And g'day to you, funny looking raps.
Richard, I just told you that Geelong played Fremantle in a final at GMHBA Stadium.
You're an absolute fool, you are, FedEx.
But Richard, hang on. Is that true or is that not? Is that a fact, Richard?
Look,
hang on,
yes,
answer the question. So it did happen.
They did, and they made a mistake.
So how am I a fool, Richard? How am I a fool?
That's for poor old Kane.
Oh, is that?
That's Kane. Oh, Kane Corns.
I see.
And he does this mean tweets and my brother Chad, he got all these segments.
Yeah, nice.
That's it. But now time, Jimmy boy.
Oh, no.
Jimmy.
No,
Jimmy,
I can't.
Jimmy.
I actually don't believe this.
For the All Sports Report. Sponsored, Jim, by CC's. You cannot say no to CC's. There's a packet of CC's, Jimmy. CC's, you cannot say no.
Believe what I'm saying.
I told you I'd get it sponsored.
Oh, no.
How good is this, Jim?
That is extraordinary.
A dominant performance.
Hey, we've got the opener.
We've got an opener.
Oh, we've got an opener.
Yeah.
Well, play it.
It's the most comprehensive sports rap on radio. Go on, you can't say no.
How's this opener just morphed into a rambling sports rap? Like, when did this happen?
It's Billy's All Sports Report for CC's. Footy and CC's. You just can't say no.
Yep. Just can't say no, Jim.
Cannot believe
So, sponsor for Billy's Sports Rap.
Oh, no.
Sponsor for Billy's Joke. What are you bringing to the table?
Oh, my God.
Feedicum, Jim.
Seriously.
So, I'm going to start All Sports. We'll come back to footy. We've got Damien coming in. He's just going it over with his four eyes out there. A dominant performance from Matthew Dellavedova.
Oh, yes.
Help the Boomers. What about this?
Who was the performance from?
Matty Dellavedova. Him, Jim. Matty Dellavedova. Help the Boomers beat Canada 108-92. That's a nice win, Jim.
It is a nice win.
That's our first World Cup game over there in China.
Nice, Bill.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Dellavedova, 24 points, 6 of 10 outside the arc.
Of course, he used to play with the greatest, the GOAT.
Yes.
And Bill asked him when he spoke to LeBron James how he would refer to him.
Would you be like that, or you'll bounce up and go, hey, Lebo?
Yeah, no.
Lebo.
Lebo.
I don't know if I'll call him Lebo, but...
that's how he's known over there, Jim.
No one calls him that.
In the circles I mix with
really?
Over there in the basketball.
Oh!
Friend of the show.
No!
Friend of the show, Jim.
Maddie.
Chris Golding.
Hit record.
basketball. Chris Golding, 16 points off the bench. Ooh. Well done, Golding.
Our man.
Yeah, and Joe Ingles scored 13. Oh, they were very good. Man, so the Bombers, they play, or even the Boomers, they play CC.
Scott CC's on the phone saying, listen, we're just pulling our spend. Alan Jones style.
Mr. CC's just rang. They play Senegal.
It's only four of you guys, and you only have one shot left in here.
That's it, Jim. That's the actor, of course, Steven Seagal from Senegal.
Oh, my God.
That's why CCs have come on board.
CCs will be listening today. They probably won't listen any other, but they'll go, well, I just want to see how our money's been spent today.
Plus, we chop up the best bits and send it to CCs and do say, have a listen to the rap we gave you.
There won't be any of that in there.
We'll do one after the show, Jim. No. Ash Barty's been knocked out of the US Open. Come on, Ash.
Backyard.
Got defeated by Qing Wang.
Yep.
Wang, the highest ranked player Barty has played since the French Open. So, Nick Kyrgios is out. He blamed the linesman, blamed the lights, they were too bright.
The ball boys.
He blamed
the showers. Anything but himself. Yep.
Exactly. Also, what about our man? Pretty boy.
Oh, yes.
Sarafa. Yeah, Michael Sarafa knocked out Jeff Horn, knocked him down the second round, Jim.
Made short work of him.
Did he? What? Mm. I tell you what, Jeff Horn, he wasn't fair dinkum, Jim. He wasn't as fit as what he should be. I reckon he went into this one at Bendigo and thinking, I'll win this.
Not against the Pretty Boy.
The Pretty Boy was fired up. Just he's ready to go.
Landed him on him.
Anthony Mundine challenged Pretty Boy to a fight on Twitter.
Give me a spell, Anthony.
We're moving on.
Pretty Boy has already put the word out to the man Mundine, and he wouldn't have a piece of
That's
him.
That's right.
So bugger him.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, the Vixens had a good win. They defeated the Magpies yesterday.
Yes.
Nice. 62-49, Jimmy boy.
Mm-hmm.
So they go through now. They play the Swifts next week.
Nice.
Marcus Harris has been in quarantine.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's got a stomach bug.
Mm-hmm.
But they reckon a couple might come in. It might be Mitch Marsh might come in. Will he come in, the all-rounder?
I don't know. Is a simple answer to that. I can't.
Stark.
Well, this is what, with Mitch Marsh, you'd go, okay, is he going to bat as well, if not better, than Matty Wade?
Yes.
And if the answer to that is yes, then you've at least got the bowling, you know, help that he'll give the attack. Because they were knackered back into that last game.
They were.
So having a fifth bowler would help.
All right. And Stark's got to play, doesn't he?
I would have thought.
That, of course, starts Wednesday, 8 p.m. My voice just went. And Melbourne Storm had a nice win over Manly Seagulls, Jim, 36-6 in Sydney on Saturday. But a couple of footy issues I want to bring up before the moment.
Or before?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because
you sure it wasn't a basketball issue?
Oh, no.
In the circles I mix with
really?
Over there in the basketball.
Oh!
Jim, that's unfair edit.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Reports Josh Kennedy has suffered a knee injury at training. Not confirmed yet. I'm just getting them from my sources.
Oh, your sources.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So Damo will be all over that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I think Tim Gossage has said no, that didn't happen.
Okay. CC's will be happy.
No.
All right, then.
Bill, you can't put your worst foot forward when you've just been sponsored.
I said it hasn't been confirmed yet, and now it's confirmed. And Brad Scott has taken a job at the AFL for 2020.
Saw that.
We'll ask Damien about that, of course.
Well, of course we will.
Simon Black will present this year's Norm Smith medal.
Yes.
Well, he hasn't spoken in about a month on Survivor, so let's hope he can read the name out. He has not said boo. If you've seen him on Survivor?
No.
Has not spoken, Jim. Jim?
No.
Right. And Mark Williams is going to present the Premiership Cup.
Brilliant. Choco.
Now,
I love Choco
Williams. What's that called? The Premiership Cup when they hand it over. What's that called, Jim?
The Premiership Cup.
Jock McCull medal.
Oh, to the winning coach.
Yes, winning coach.
Yeah, that's the cup.
But, he's coaching Werribee. And they won on the weekend. They defeated the Box Hill Hawks. So they're going well in the VFL.
Very, very good man, Mark Williams.
He is. He's a different cat. He's out there.
Good.
Yeah.
I like him.
And that is all thanks to our good friends at CC's, Jim.
Nice.
Footy and CC's. You just can't say no.
Oh, what about that?
No.
I would expect our head of sales to receive a call. In fact, I think they've already received a call.
And they want to sign him.
He cracks under pressure, our man. We heard about it on Saturday.
Yep.
We get a sponsor for his segment. And
we're going to get to that too, the 89 grand final recall with Damo when he comes in.
Oh, Damo, fair. What's he doing? Look at him.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session for Coat Tire. Call 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.
Nice to see him too after a weekend nearly off.
Yes.
You? Nearly.
Yes, nearly.
Not fully, but nearly.
No, still with the Saturday Rub Gym and the Sunday Footy Show with Bill. And we now get into the serious stuff, don't we?
Yes.
I still don't like the break. I can get why they've done it. I know the reasons, you know, why they instituted it. But I just don't like the sucking of life that I feel happens.
No,
but
I'm with you. Yeah. I don't. I know. I would rather it not be there.
Now, Jim, we all think this, but the players like it.
Yeah, they do.
And we asked a couple of players yesterday and coaches. Chris Scott was in.
Yep.
And they all like it just to give them a freshen up. So that's the main thing, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and look, it was brought in to eliminate as best they can the mucking around with team selection going into round 23 with teams that couldn't move positions. When the Fremantle Footy Club was probably the single-handed reason they did that many, many years ago.
What about just in the wrap there, Bill's all-sport wrap, thanks to CC's. I said...
and this is this Monday rub for Coates High, too.
Oh, sorry, yeah. But I did say that Josh Kennedy might have hurt his knee at training.
Pretty sure that hasn't happened, Bill.
Right. So that was good.
Adam Simpson will be talking to the press or media reasonably soon, so we'll know one way for sure, but I don't... just on what I've been able to ascertain as far as I can, anyway, Bill. I don't think it's
didn't
right.
happen that one.
No, no. CC's, they told me that.
Did they?
Yeah.
What about this one, Jim?
Yes.
Our man, your man, the man you used to have a lot of fun with on this very radio station.
No, I can't believe this.
Jason Dunstall.
Nah. Oh, the chief.
Has put his hand up,
come
accepted
on,
an approach from the Adelaide Crows to be one of the outside consultants in this review.
Yeah, well, if I'm old Dennis Fagan over there.
Yes,
maybe Dennis.
Their CEO, look out.
Yeah.
Well, the last time he did this, the chief.
Yes, what
he took
do?
Over as interim at Hawthorn.
And?
Yep. He used to drive the brown Volvo through the gates.
With a hat in the back.
At Glen Ferry and the mahogany desk. But then once he worked out Fad Who's Who in the zoo, and in other words, who was not long for this life, instead of actually speaking to them, because that's how sort of dismissive he was, all the chief would do is put their number plate, in the entrance to the car park.
No, he wouldn't.
And if you pulled up and saw your number plate, you went, oh, I'm gone. And then you didn't drive in, you just turned your car around and headed off.
He did not.
That's how he got rid of people.
Jim, you've been saying this for years. Did this actually happen?
And if I'm the Adelaide CEO, I'm thinking to myself, this is likely that my number plate will be on there first.
Oh.
And then in comes the chief.
And gets in the seat.
And he gets comfortable in the seat.
Puts his trotters in.
And I'm telling you, from then on, Bill, look out.
Trotters underneath.
I don't like giving the chief credit.
No.
Ever. But look what he did at Hawthorn.
Unbelievable.
He got in there, he got rid of the dead wood, and a 10-year dynasty
How long ago was that?
That was 2004 when he went in and
2004, right.
And helped find Alistair Clarkson. In fact, not helped find, found Alistair Clarkson.
But completely reshaped the business.
Yeah, I know. Now, Jim, with all due respect to him and Matthew Pavlich, who's also on the
outside consultancy.
This and chief was there 15 years ago.
Yep.
What would they really know happens at the Adelaide Footy Club? What goes on, the ins and outs, and what happens at a footy club nowadays?
Are you questioning it, Bill?
Yes.
It's probably a valid question to raise.
Because Pavlich would be the same, wouldn't he?
Pavlich
he's not
would
in
be
a footy club.
More recently retired, obviously, and as such, that would be what they are drawing on there with the chief. I don't know how he can win in this one, though, because he has been responsible for the greatest, I think, decision to bring a coach
Clarkson,
into a footy club and Alistair Clarkson. I don't know how he can better
but he's
that.
Also been a very, very, very good football director of that club for a long time after he made that decision.
Right.
So he has been a part of a very, very successful board, working under Jeff Kennett and then Andrew Newbold. So I actually think he'd do a very good job.
But times have changed, haven't they, at footy clubs?
Yeah, but he's not going in there to run the joint. I'm being facetious.
No, I know.
Yeah, he's just going in there to say, if you want me to have a look and give you my thoughts on how you're going, then here are my thoughts. And I reckon he'd be very good at that.
So who'd be nervous over there at Adelaide?
Oh, everyone is, Bill, from the coach down, basically. And they've all gone on record now of saying that they're going to be beholden to the findings of the review. They're going to collect the data, as Rob Chapman, the chairman, said, and then act on the data. And Rob Chapman himself has actually said that it may come back, that I'm not the right person as well. And Mark Ricciuto, sitting on the board as well, he has said the same thing. Don Pike clearly is in the mix for potential change as well.
But I also like the fact that this isn't... you know, a sham. which is what the Adelaide footy system, some people have been critical of over the journey, Damo, that they tend to sort of be too in love with each other and no hard calls get made because everyone knows everyone in Adelaide, small place and all the rest of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether any of that's true or not, that has been the perception. So to go to a Jason Dunstall who they know will not give a stuff who anyone is and have the same. So I like the fact they're getting outside people in and they'll be brutal.
Yeah, they will be.
Chief will be brutal.
And it's guaranteed to have a change, isn't it? Now, it may end up being a Damien Hardwick style of change, end of 2016, as we know, and they did all similarly to what the Crows are now doing. But they ultimately kept the coach but changed people around him. That may be what the outcome of it is. But either way, it is going to be a very different Adelaide Crows next year to what we've seen.
With those two on it, Bill, that means that they're taking it seriously.
I know, but I'm not sure if... I'd get Blighty in there. He'd make a change.
Yeah, he would.
Well, he's done it once before, hasn't he?
The enforcer was of the opinion, too, back in the Glen Ferry days, that you would know with the chief instantly if he rated you as a person.
Yep.
Because then he would turn around in his chair and actually acknowledge you were in the room. But if you were facing the other way while he was speaking, then you also knew that you weren't right.
Was this the period of time, Jim, where he fell down the stairs at his house when he blew his thong?
No, Bill blew a thong. He's on the top of the stairs. He had four pizza boxes, and he couldn't wait to just get into them. He was going to, because he used to eat them whole. He'd wrap them up.
Roll them up
and eat them like a souvlaki. And they were extra, extra big. And he had four of them, blew a thong at the top of the stairs and tripped down the whole, I think it was 15 stairs, just rolled down, tripped down.
It was a big period for the chief, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. Fantastic.
Do you want to talk about Essendon, Jim, or do you want to...
Well, we can do that over the break. Because we've got, this is a weird week. We're going about it differently because we're not talking about games that have just happened. So Essendon next with Purple.
Damien Barrett's in the studio for Kotai.
Now, we're not far away. We're going to talk some proper footy here, but we're not far away from just playing you a couple of grabs of the recall of the 89.
I love the idea, Jim.
No. It's put to bed.
Bill.
We did it Saturday, and then you don't look back. You've got to look forward, don't you?
No, we're looking back.
No, we had as much feedback, the network and the station, for any round of football this year, Bill, on the back of the 89 recall.
What does that tell you?
What it tells us, Bill, is that people are fascinated with how a man at 6'3 and 6'4 and sort of nearly 90 kilos can run around for 2 hours in a grand final and access the leather thing four times.
Unlucky, Jim. Oh. 3 marks taken off me. I don't know if Gary Buchanan's actually come back to his senses because he an almighty whack. We should get him on.
That is coming up.
Yeah, what we should do.
You kicked two goals, Bill.
Two goals from two kicks. It's not bad.
Not bad.
Oh, four kicks.
So we'll get to that in a moment. But Damo, the Essendon Footy Club.
Yeah, West Coast is their opponent on Thursday in Perth. They're going to roll a dice on all these injured players. Heppel will come back with his foot. Hooker with the groin will be right to go. Fantasia with the hip. Stringer, who missed last round with soreness. And then Hurley's been the big one who actually got injured in that last game. They're going to strap that shoulder up, and provided he can get through the next training session, he will play. John Worsfold today confirming that.
He's going really well, yeah. So at this stage, everything's looking really promising.
Could you put a percentage on it?
No. No, 100% if he plays.
Doesn't give much away, Worsfold, does he, Bill?
No.
And that's also inclusive of the conversation that's been about him and around him personally over whether he goes into his contracted 2020. He's not fazed. If he wins by 10 goals, he's got a certain demeanour. If he loses by 100 points, he's got that same demeanour. And even when these futures being discussed, as it has been, Bill, he just bats down the line.
That's not for me to pump my tyres up or to be disappointed if people want to see it another way. I've got plenty to focus on in terms of picking a team and working out how I'm going to bash Michael Healy today without worrying about if someone thinks I've done a reasonable job or not. Based on non-stop communication with the executive at the Essendon Footy Club, it's like we don't just talk about it when something's written in the paper. We talk about it non-stop, where we're going, how the team's going. I know it's exciting to know that I had dinner with Xavier Campbell a couple of weeks ago, but ultimately we talk, you know, every week.
Trying to play it down, Jim, aren't they? And I get that. And look, he's got them through to the finals. If they win this final, the world looks a much better place than if they lose. But there's just enough now talk and extended talk to know that something has been going on and that something could well still be going on in that situation. So
they're going to have
still watch this space.
Six players back, probably, aren't they?
Yeah, we'll probably get that many or thereabouts.
And
yeah.
It'll be helter-skelter.
They're key players, aren't they?
Oh, they're key players. Yeah. And helter-skelter off that back line. They'll just run that. That'll be their plan over there in Perth. Just to run off that halfback.
And then the next game in order, the Friday night game, the Geelong-Collingwood game. Collingwood's got similar decisions to make. You want to say decisions to make that they're easy to make in terms of having
underdone.
Stevenson come back in, DeGoey come back in, Moore play. But they are all underdone, aren't they? Also, right. Sidebottom's got that issue as well. So they have to play. They can't not play. I thought Chris Scott was interesting yesterday, Bill, on the Sunday footy show. Said as much as that, Jim. I don't know whether you saw it or caught up with it. But just paraphrasing, Bill, he just made mention of the fact that they may not quite be right.
Did he?
Sort of.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't take that away with me, but...
I think you did.
No, but that's what they'd be looking at. Those blokes haven't played for, what, 2 or 3 or 4 weeks?
Well, somewhere. In Stevenson's case, it's 10. DeGoey's missed, I think, 4 now. Moore's the intriguing one. Mm. Had missed the 5 weeks prior to coming back in round 23. Didn't see the game out. They had the scope and the scans after it. It's all come back all clear because they put him through a pretty rigorous training session on Friday. But at no stage, if you're Nathan Buckley or anyone else in that coaching group, could you have full faith knowing that he's going to get through? Because he just took himself off the ground in that game in question and as such didn't go back on. There was something that he felt was significant enough for him to come off. So it's a genuine worry.
It is the oldest adage, Fat, in football.
What's that?
You cannot take injured players into a final.
But
ever.
Guess what?
Teams do.
I know.
It
nearly always backfires.
You know what it cost the Collingwood side in 2011? They took 2 injured blokes in and that cost them that grand final, I reckon, when you look back on it.
You just can't do it. As tempting
Jolly.
As it is.
Reed and Jolly, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, but people did. I mean, Anthony Stevens played with almost a broken ankle, didn't he, in 1999?
Well, he did, and he had 10 in the first quarter and then ripped
his shoulder in the same.
Bicep or pec or something and didn't play but beyond that.
Nigel Lappin played with a punctured lung from the previous week.
Occasional ones happen, but.
They do play.
They do play.
Mm-hmm. Jared Ruffhead, just confirmation that he has accepted the role at St Kilda. He was a man very much in demand.
Yes, he was.
And chose St Kilda above all other offers and
what
says
role
himself.
Is it?
Look, it's yet to be fully determined and analysed. And the new coach, who we do expect to be Brett Ratten, will obviously have a final say in the specifics of it. But he does like the list management space. He'll obviously, and needless to say, be a mentoring role of sorts as well. And look, you know him really well, Jim. He's got a footy brain, doesn't he?
Yeah.
In that coaching
but
style.
But also a very good man. So good to have around a footy club. The better people you get, the better your club
And
is.
Brad Scott's in the same boat. He's taken a job at the AFL.
Yeah, look, Gillon McLachlan said that wasn't yet to be confirmed, but it has been obviously discussed. And look, I do feel that's what will happen once all the coaching options are removed from the possibilities around.
Do we know
Brad
doing
Scott?
What, Damo?
No, again, talking of roles that are yet to be determined. It has been a pursuit of the AFL under Stephen Hawking particularly. I just know when he got in there, he was quite taken aback by the lack of skill set in that coaching space. Right. Now, while people might say, well, why does the AFL need to have a skill set in the coaching space? But what he felt was that the AFL was almost the 19th organisation behind all 18 clubs when it came to being cutting edge in that lead the way space. Now, I think under his watch, they've maybe got themselves up into the final, so to speak, in that, if to use that analogy. But, yeah, he wants them to be the leaders, the trailblazers, as opposed to being the follow the leader, which they have been for some time in all these rule changes that have been forced upon them.
I saw Regil McLaughlin yesterday.
Oh,
well,
where?
I was at my partner Lisa's beautiful daughter, Shah, was playing in her grand final.
I saw that. She loves the footy.
Oh, loves it. Yeah. And they did bloody well, just got beaten. But then Gil's daughters were playing in the next one.
Oh.
Both.
Okay. Tall?
Well, they play in 2 different teams.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were.
Against each other.
They were in one grand final and then the next grand final.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So the big boy was down there with Laura. And I tell you what, the girls' footy is brilliant.
How many girls' footy teams are there now? They're everywhere, aren't they? Unbelievable.
And they love it. It's the coolest thing.
It's resurrected some old football clubs, hasn't it?
Has.
The whole AFLW pursuit.
And you get a bit of dough because they need some change rooms. So it does up the club rooms, which are all old and falling down. So that's helped a lot too. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right, we need to get to 1989 next.
Oh,
we can't hold it back.
No.
So Saturday we recalled the famous 1989 grand final.
Famously recalled.
Oh, it was just
very good.
Hilarious. Mainly, my 100% focus was on Bill. And it just got funnier as the game went on, and he had less and less impact. But at one stage, because it was a ferocious game, Purple, there were people getting clubbed everywhere.
Behind the play, wasn't it?
Unbelievable. Oh, and I'll tell you the other thing, Bill, that I hadn't, because I haven't seen it since I watched it live.
Neither did I.
Is that there was a whole lot of sniping going on.
Yes.
And as a result of that, there was a lot of jumping out of the way going on.
Oh, was it?
Wasn't there? Blokes were very wary of what was around them.
You didn't want to get it and kick it, because 3 seconds later, someone and Buddha was belting everyone. Busey and Brunsey were belting anyone, and then the Hawks boys fired up. There's a bit going on after behind play.
It was. And which probably
didn't get too close.
Probably explains why number 16 wasn't getting a heap of it. Anyway, but then Bill thought enough's enough.
Yes.
I've got to stamp my physical sort of imprimatur on this class.
Time so he took on something. Dipper or Dermy?
No.
No?
No. It was actually Gary Buccanara. Have a listen.
You watch Brownless this. Might have just belted Buccanara.
And he's down, Buccanara.
Let's have a look at the replay here.
No, don't look at the replay.
Is it the bunny chop?
Please don't look at the replay.
Bunny chop. Oh, he's giving him a bunny chop on top of his head. As pathetic a blow as you've ever seen from a man.
That was embarrassing to watch
Bill down tools. he put the headphones, he walked out of the room.
It was embarrassing. What about Duck? That's the first time he'd seen it. He couldn't believe it, Duck. A big, hard nut like Duck. But it wasn't all bad, Damo.
Oh, it wasn't.
No. Well, I did have 4 kicks, 3 marks. Kicked 2 goals, 1 close range. But this one here, have a listen to this. Here we go. On the leap,
Linda the best.
He's too far out, though.
No, he's not.
Geez, bouncing around.
Too far out.
He's not a long kick, is he?
Brownless.
You, what's this? Where is he?
50 metres out.
Outside 50.
Directly in front.
Put it in your book.
A goal needed. Brownless has kicked a big goal.
Brownless.
Oh, boy, he's got the catch back in business here.
Now, that was downtown 70.
What about the fact that he called it, Damo, before the bloke had even kicked it to him?
Yeah.
Here he goes, Brownless.
I'd never seen it in total, that game. You see bits of it, and they give you highlights, which...
Can you remember games like that?
No, not really. All you remember being very nervous beforehand in the rooms, and John Farnham was in the rooms. You remember stupid things like that, and then running out, big crowd.
John Farnham was in the rooms?
Yeah.
Like Happy Hammond was earlier. Yeah,
he was singing the national anthem. But then also, you do remember the Mark Yates thing, because I suppose it's been...
Did you recall that at the time? Did you notice that go down at the time?
No, because I was watching Ablett, because I was with Gazza, and
he took the mark, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly, straight away. So, but then you knew it was a pretty tough game, and I didn't realise how far back we were. First quarter, 6 goals down, halftime, 6 goals, three-quarter time with 6 goals down. We're never going to win.
Then he came galloping home.
We did.
And look, but it didn't really feel
like...
I'll tell you the other thing that I found weird, Damo, was the back half of that, like the last minute or so of that game, they didn't call time on.
Right.
And you're thinking, the clock just kept ticking. 6-point margin. And now, of course, every time there's a stoppage, they call time on. And, you know, the thing sort of breathes out a bit, but they just let it roll.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know when that changed.
The science of that, Dennis Pagan, from my memory anyway, was one of the first to tinker with how you played those final minutes of a game in which you're 6, 7, 8, 9 points up and went sideways, went backwards. But until then, so we're talking sort of 93-4. Yep. In my memory anyway, it was just play the game right to the end as hard as you could. Don't worry about the management of it. Yeah.
Now, what else do we need to get across here, Purple, before we let you go?
Look, obviously, we haven't touched on this game yet, the one in Sydney, the GWS Western Bulldogs game, clearly.
We're doing that.
We are. Mm. We are. We're heading up there. The big problem for the Giants going into it is what to do with that midfield of Dunkley, Bontempelli and McRae. And it seems that De Boer will get one of Bontempelli or Dunkley, and it's just up to Leon Cameron as to which one that would be.
Bontempelli, it'd have to be Bont.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, though, isn't it? Because if you let Dunkley go too, you're in problems, and it might be an easier matchup for him. But it needs to be something that Leon Cameron sorts out long before that game starts, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, it does, yep.
Brisbane Lions, Richmond, the Lions have to make a decision, don't they, with their backline pairings on the big Tigers. It didn't work in round 23, Marcus Adams on Jack Riewoldt. But you could also mount a case that the ball just came in on, particularly in that period of time where he kicked those goals in quick succession, in a way that he didn't get the assistance that the Lions have been able to do from the midfield. So that's going to be a challenge for Chris Fagan. Does he have enough faith in Marcus Adams to go again? And, you know, he probably will, I reckon. He gives the impression of being a person who gives people a second chance. His whole demeanour this year has been that way.
I get the feeling they're quietly confident.
Yeah. Up there, yes, yes.
I reckon they've got good reason to be.
The only thing that they would change if they could is the time of the game.
Because it's going to be slippery and dewy.
Always is.
Yeah, and that helps Richmond because they're a very good side in the wet, as we know.
Yeah,
so, yeah
an afternoon
would have been a better result for them.
Does Toby play?
Big Nank.
Never ring again, Toby. No, Toby Nank.
No, not on your life.
I don't think it's as clear cut as just judging his performance out of the VFL on the weekend was, Billy. He didn't have a great opponent to speak of. Yeah. And while it was a great last quarter from that Richmond team to retrieve a 40-point deficit in the VFL, I don't think it's a guarantee. The one I've got the big intrigue about is Marlon Pickett, who was picked up in the mid-season draft, the reintroduction of that draft. He's got an amazing backstory. He spent 2.5 years in jail as a late teenager for crimes over in Perth, and then managed to get his life back together, won two best and fairest for South Fremantle, picked up with the view to just have him on the list ready for 2020, had a thumb injury when he came over, has now got a month of footy into his system inside the VFL and was good enough on the weekend with 21 touches, two goals to just have him as training unfolds this week. An absolute possibility when it comes to team selection.
We love a bit of selection intrigue.
We do.
Finals purple.
Yep.
It is.
They're going to be great. All four of these games are going to be superb. I can't wait. Finals footy. Nothing. It doesn't get any better.
Perfect.
It gets no better.
To me, the neutral footy observer's got the big watch on the Friday night game, the Geelong Collingwood game. And can the Cats keep the Pies, Bill, as they have done in their past three occasions, to scores that range from 65, 45 and 59 the past three games between Geelong and Collingwood?
All under 10 goals. And then if Collingwood kick more than 10, so if they kick 15, Collingwood win those games. So there it is in a nutshell.
95, got to be. 95 foul in the house.
Big crowd.
It's hard to see. It won't be that.
Friday night footy at the G.
Nice. Good to see you, Purple. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, boys.
That was Damo's recovery session. For Coates Hire, call 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.
Nice feedback on lots of things here.
What do you got, Jim?
CC's quickly checking what the refund policy is for sponsoring Bill Sports Report, says Tommy Polanski.
Yep.
Darren Marks.
What did he say?
If the opening 10 minutes of this show doesn't win a radio award, I'll go he.
Oh, spot on, Darren. Well done to you. And I'll walk up with my CC's, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Can you replay the call of Fat giving Gary Bucanara a forearm massage? Marshmallows are harder. Yes, keep going.
Sorry, Tom Digby. What was worse, Billy's bunny chop or that sports report?
Hayden Brown, one of our favourites, of course. Hey, Bill, hope you got the cash up front from CC's. I don't think there's a contract extension on the way. Kind of like the way the Cats wrapped you up.
Oh, good one. Gavin Mackey, any chance of getting a podcast version of the call for the 89 grand final? Yeah, we got it?
Yes, it's up. If you go to our Triple M app and go to Triple M Footy or The Rub, all the quarters are there individually.
Righto, beautiful.
Cogs, old Cogsy. Wally Walter.
What do you say?
Surely Bill's a paid actor.
They got the stats up here, what I did, Jim. Four kicks, 3 marks, 2 goals, 2 behinds, 1 free against no handballs. And no Tyson tackles. Gill says, and 1 bunny chop.
Yes.
That should be added too. Yes, not bad.
And Skysy 11.
I like this, Jim.
Brownless quote again.
That nearly wins a prize.
Oxford
one.
Skippy, is that tomato sauce on his leg from his pie at halftime?
Well, look at that. That's a good photo of me, isn't it, there, Jim? Okay. Randy Package, reckon there's plenty of folks out there who would have given anything to play in that game. Hold your head high, Bill. Thank you, Randy. Nothing wrong with playing second fiddle to Ablett Senior. Well done,
Tom
Randy.
Tomcat like 219, decoy life, Brownless.
Yes, Tomcat.
Keno, impact equals minimal. I love it. So keep the feedback coming.
If Skysy 11's, he can have a prize.
Yeah,
for that, Tim.
Get him something. Yeah, how do we do that?
We'll get in touch with him. We'll send him along to Up Close and Personal with Rob Whittaker, happening the 27th, 28th of November at Palms at Crown. Tickets at robwhittaker.co. It's a VIP experience.
Yes.
Very nice. Davey Reynolds not far away. Our man, who's about to go to Bathurst, is where he wins. He just wins.
He goes very well at Bathurst, but he hasn't done a lot, Jim. Oh. And he's arguing, he's whining, he's whinging. He'll be in here late today. So that's how he's driven all year.
He's right behind you.
Is he?
Yeah.
He'll be in here late.
He will. He might be 10 or 15 minutes late.
Davey Reynolds coming up next. He was in the airlock listening to what Bill said before, and he was offended.
Even the cleaners were cheap.
People like Carmen and Queenie. Now, Bill.
Yes.
What else is going on?
Plenty going on, Jimmy boy.
CC's? Or is that just the start?
No, that's just the start, CC's. They've had a good run. They're very happy with things, Jim, let me tell you.
No, I'm pretty sure they're not.
Some milestones this week.
Yes.
Scotty Pendlebury, Jim. 300 games.
Being a superstar.
Only two players at Collingwood have played more. So Tony Shaw, 313. Yep. So you'll get that, you'd reckon.
Would, no doubt.
And old Nuts Coventry, 306.
Macca's Coventry.
Yeah, old Nutsy. Gordon for those. Yeah. Nutsy is known as Nuts.
Nuts Coventry. Oh,
yeah, yeah. 200 games. Luke Shuey.
Yes.
Been a good player.
Shuey on your booty.
150 games. Ben Reid, maybe.
Maybe.
And 100 games to Taylor Adams. 100 club games, sorry. Right. Yeah, so that's nice.
Reedy's our man. We see, for a bloke, how many AFL footballers would there be in this city?
600.
Currently on a list. Yeah, about that many.
Yes.
How many times do we see Ben Reid?
We've seen him a bit.
He pops up all over the place and a very good man.
Well, it might be Sam.
I hope. No, it's not Sam. I hope he gets up because he's the sort of bloke you want to see playing.
Yes, you do. And Novak Djokovic, yes, Jim, has retired. The Australian Open. He's two sets down. He's got a sore shoulder, the Joker. Right. So
that opens up the draw for our man, the Fed.
The Fed.
Yes. Well, because he's had a few issues getting past Djokovic of late.
Yes.
Now he doesn't have to worry about it.
And in the golf here, what about your
Wade? Orms. Well, at one stage he had a two-shot lead.
He did, Jim.
Halfway through the final round.
Oh.
And then everyone sort of caught up because it's an unbelievable field, including Rory McIlroy.
Rory.
Anyway, pegging it up on 15, the second of the par fives, Bill.
Mm.
He dead set nearly hit it over point. Certainly hit it over cover.
Did he?
It out of bounds, but it was miles out of bounds.
That's terrible.
So then he took a two and that was the end of him. Still finished tied sixth and had a very, very good couple of weeks.
Unassuming. Just no, you wouldn't even know he's out there playing.
Adelaide's finest. Very good boy, Orms.
What about that, the scenery there, Jim?
How beautiful.
It was in Switzerland. Yeah, it's magnificent.
It's a ski resort for half the year.
Wow.
And then a golf course for the other half.
It was good.
No, very nice. So well done to him, and he'll, of course, be involved in the race to Dubai.
Well, he's Green, the young kid Green. He was leading after about round two.
Mm.
And then Hannah Green was leading the ladies. So two greens.
And she, of course, won a major earlier this year. All right, so Bill.
Yep, that's all.
Time to get Davey in. Find out what's going on with him.
Come on, Davey. Fair dinkum.
Toby's at Newport. Hello, Toby.
Hi, Bruce. Hi, Phil.
Battling the weather, the risks, and another day of drama. And 1,000 kilometres later, David Reynolds, you are the man.
Oh. 2017 winner at Bathurst.
Would have been a while ago.
Oh.
Of course, won Bathurst, and Bathurst is coming up, and he loves Bathurst.
He does,
Jim.
Nice to have him in, too. Hello, Davey.
G'day, boys. How's it going?
Did you hear what Bill said before?
No, play that again, can you?
No.
He goes very well at Bathurst, but he hasn't done a lot, Jim.
Oh.
And he's arguing, he's whining, he's whinging. He'll be in here late today. That's how he's driven all year.
He's right behind you.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But it's
true. I was on time. I was early.
No, but you're not driving that quick.
No, it hasn't.
Who are we blaming? The car?
Oh, always, yeah. got to blame your car. Yeah, it just hasn't gone that good for us. We were on a bit of a roll, like Darwin, Townsville.
Yes.
Winton was really good, but the last few rounds have been terrible.
So what happened? It's like a footy team. You're just out of form? Or you get injuries, or...
No, you don't...
No, well, this is a footy sense.
Yeah, I'm trying... Yeah, okay, in a football code. Well, the team really... I don't know. It's hard to describe. Like, you know, our sport's so technical and mechanical that you can put a different spring in and go half a second faster or slower, so...
Mm.
And we change springs, basically, every time the car leaves pit lane.
Springs?
Springs, roll centres, roll bars, camber toe, pressure. You know, it's a very technical sport.
Too technical for us. But probably. In layman's terms, why are the Ford Mustangs so quick? They lead now 1, 2, 3. They're out in front.
Yeah, they're miles.
Just in layman's. Don't go
in
on
layman's
with your springs
terms,
and all that crap.
They've just got more grip than us.
Right.
Yeah, they've got a better aero platform and they've got a lot more aero.
What, different shaped car for
yeah,
a start.
Yeah, slightly different shaped car. I mean, yeah, there's a two-door car, yeah. There's a four-door car. So naturally, you know, the air's going to move a bit.
So will they be allowed in next year?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Right, but hopefully the category can... bring our cars up to a bit of a better standard for us.
And what's going on with old Scotland and McLaughlin there? Maybe you and he are getting on at all.
What happened?
War of words. Well, he's leading it, and you're being a bit, you said he's boring and precious, and then he come back with some people grow up, and some people don't, pointing right but at me. You.
Yeah, well, yeah. I tried to grow it once. It was shit house, so.
Didn't work?
Yeah, no, it's crap. It's no fun.
But you're the bad boy of the V8, aren't
you? I don't think I am. I'm nice.
No, I don't think
love,
you are.
I love everyone.
But we do but
they
like
try, I think they try to betray me as that. Because, yes. You know, in a rivalry, you've got to have a good versus evil.
That's right. But
or you, in at this, least, it's New Zealand versus Australia.
Exactly. But at least you're honest, too. A lot of people just go, oh, yeah, say nothing. But at least you come out and have a go.
Yeah, well, I'll try and have a go. If you don't say anything, you know, you're pretty much, what do they say? Say nothing, do nothing, be nothing.
Never heard that.
Have you?
But
you heard that, Jim?
No.
It fits Bill, actually.
Does it?
But we are copping it a bit from New Zealand, aren't we? And we're not happy.
A little
with
bit.
You know, like the netballers nailed us. We got cricket. Belted in the Bledisloe. No, we haven't been beaten the cricket yet, Bill. Got this
not
test
yet,
series
anyway.
Coming up here in Australia.
Didn't they beat us in the one day?
Can't believe they did. Did they?
Our next race is in New Zealand, actually.
Well, so yeah. That's where I'm leading. So surely now you'll be pumped up full of patriotic pride over
yes.
there, Davey.
I'm going to try to be, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
What
when
sort
I land
of a
there.
Course is it over there? Track?
Yeah, it's probably going to favour the Fords. Like it's, you know, some high speed areas and stuff. So it's going to make the Holden to performance pretty challenging. But
when you talk about you and Scotty not liking each other,
yeah.
does it actually matter in car racing? Because no. what the bloody hell can you do? Once you're in your car, well, you're just trying to drive faster than anyone else.
I think it's better if you don't like each other. The problem with our sport is we spend so much time together off the track and do lots of appearances that we all become quite good mates, and it kind of dulls the racing down. Mm, so yeah, I'm right. trying to like spark it back
good
up boy. Again.
Do they have sheep on the track over there?
No. I think there is a sheep station next door, yeah, I think.
That's where Scotty might be.
I generally love New Zealand. Like, it's a good place.
It's a lovely spot.
No, it's a brilliant joint.
Brilliant joint.
That bed is a brilliant joint.
It's not bad.
Bill.
Have you been?
Yeah, once.
Once.
Went to that joint where you do the skydiving and the bungee jumping.
Queenstown,
that's all. They're all windy towns, aren't they? But I went to Auckland or somewhere, one of the capitals there, Jim. That was nice.
Are you suggesting that sheep are on the track over there and they're treated a bit like the cattle are in India?
That's right.
Where everyone just drives around
them, Jim. There's crashes and everything because you've got to go around the sheep.
Maybe that can be part of my ploy, put some sheep on the track to distract them. And
you know what you should do at a press conference?
They might not be able to do the belts up after they see him.
Walk in with a lamb or something and just listen to the New Zealand press conference.
Yeah, that'd go down well.
Oh, that's a bit of fun. Ha, ha. Oh. But that, you should do that, Dave. Why wouldn't you do something like that?
Yeah, okay.
Spark it up
I'd
a bit.
I'd love to, yeah.
Us against them, all that.
Yeah,
all
us
that.
Against them, yeah. There's them and there's us. Yeah.
Come in with a cricket ball and roll it underarm. You should do all that. That'd be funny. Get them going.
You're too much ammo.
That's it. You should be shearing that sheep.
I'm not shearing that with anyone.
Just go real stereotypical Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah.
That'd work for
I'd love that. That'd spark up the series because it's been a bit dull.
Yeah, it's been a bit dull. But
how many more races?
I think there's five or six left.
Right.
So we've got Bathurst after New Zealand. Then we go into our Endurance Championship, which is Gold Coast, Sandown, Newcastle. So, yeah.
Newcastle.
Is that five left?
And you were promoting Newcastle with Kiss going to be playing at Newcastle.
Yeah, Kiss are headlining act. How cool is that?
That's
cool. I love Kiss.
Oh, they're great.
I actually want to go, and watch them.
Can you go?
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Driving all day and then just slip out?
Just slip out, yeah. They play at night time, so generally when we're doing our debrief and doing our notes and stuff, we hear all the band play at night, so. But I actually want to go
really
watch.
Well.
Oh, yeah, Jim.
Hey?
Have we got Jim introducing?
No, we haven't, actually.
I'm going to find that.
We're going to get
take
a break.
Break.
More with Davey after this.
Davey Reynolds.
Davey
is in the studio.
Reynolds. 4 years now at Penrite Racing.
Yep, going good, going strong.
Well, Penrite I see Racing. You haven't signed up.
No, I haven't. No.
What are you doing there?
Yeah, just in, contract.
Negotiations.
Yeah, negotiations and stuff. It's all a bit fickle and you know what it's like, don't you?
How's Betty, the owner?
Betty's going good, yep.
She's, you're close.
Yeah, very close to her. She's in Sydney, but yeah, she's coming to New Zealand next week with us, so I'll see you then.
You have a chat.
Good.
They need Davey Reynolds.
You reckon?
You put him on the map.
Do the sell job for me.
Yeah,
put them on the map, Davey. Without you, no one would know about Erebus Motorsport.
How many Bathurst?
And old Betty having her darts out the back.
Exactly.
Bill, no one would know any of that without Davey winning races.
How many Bathurst has Erebus?
One before.
One, oh, they have.
No.
No, just no. you.
Just me.
Yeah.
In supercar.
Jim's right.
You're I think they won the Bathurst 12-hour in 2011 or 10 or something.
Yeah,
exactly. 13 maybe, I'm not sure.
What are you doing outside the car?
What am I doing? I'm actually doing a 12-week challenge.
On?
It's like a It's called the Maxis Muscle Challenge.
Oh, no. You don't want to get too big.
Well, I've actually lost weight since I started.
So what are you lifting weights and things?
Yeah, go in the gym 6 days a week and, you know, eating all their certain foods and drinking their protein shakes and everything.
Because that's something you have done. You got healthier, haven't you?
I've tried to look after myself.
Remember you won Bathurst and you threw the milkshake out and then come back and hit the front windscreen when you're driving home? Remember that?
Did I tell you that?
No, we're in the car. Old mate's just driving back from Bathurst when he won it. So you have cleaned yourself up.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to look after myself a bit. And yeah, we're doing it for charity as well. We've raised about $20,000 for charity.
Who, you and Taha?
No, me and my mate I do my podcast with, Michael Caruso. Oh.
So, Below the Bonnet.
Below the Bonnet, bro. Yeah, it's good.
And tell us what happens on that, please.
Literally, we just talk shit.
Right.
And always get in trouble. Everyone has a complaint about what we've got to say, so it's going good.
Well, it's springs and things.
Just talking about the sport and how we can improve it, and all our thoughts and stuff are all out.
Yeah, how could good. You? One thing to improve it. Because we all look to improve our sport.
Yeah, always.
One thing.
Well, our sport's very technical, so we're, you know, it's the Mustang has a bit of an aero advantage, so we're on a bit of a campaign, myself and Michael, to try and make less aero, so the cars are a bit harder to drive, a bit more mistakes might be made, the tyres probably they wear out a bit quicker, and you can follow people. So when you're behind when you're in a race and you're behind a car and you go through like a fast 200k corner, you lose a lot of your car's ability to make grip because of the aero on the car, because they're punching a hole in the wind, and then you're sitting behind it. And
shut up, David.
Hey, what? I'm trying to. I'm
what's
trying
another to, one? What's another way we can improve?
I was trying my best there, and he just went, "You're an idiot," didn't he?
Punching wind.
Gave it to me.
Punching wind.
Punching wind. What else can we do? Make tyres wear out quicker.
Oh. I thought it'd be better the other way. So then you can go a whole 80 laps, or how many you do.
Yeah, but then there's less pit stops. You know, you can set your car up for a one qualifying pace, which uses the tyre up a lot quicker, or you can set up for the race and, you know, make it last the distance. So,
righto.
Yeah. You know, we're always thinking of ideas, but probably none of them are good.
What about quicker? Like cricket's gone quicker. Yeah, the one day series or 2020 and things.
2020,
so
yeah,
can you have shorter, forward. Maybe a 5-lap race?
That'd be nuts. Well, next year the calendar come out and supercars have kind of gone the other way. And they've made two 200k races instead of, you know, one short one, one long. So two long races over the weekend. Yeah, it's a bit different, yeah.
The Grand Prix is a shorter race.
Yeah, they're shorter races, yeah. But the Grand Prix is probably not the best track for us.
Right.
Yeah, we like our short, sharp tracks, like street tracks, Newcastle, Homebush.
Speaking of your amazing sport, our thoughts are with the great Alan Moffat.
Yes.
Yeah. I understand he's in poor health.
Yeah,
poor health. What a legend. When I did that stupid bloody celebrity race.
Race, yes.
He was the instructor, nicest man ever.
Yeah, lovely guy. Yeah,
he was a beautiful man.
Yeah, lovely
and
guy.
And very patient with me consistently stuffing it up.
Because you're a good driver.
He was very,
you're a good driver.
He
is.
Very, very nice man. I
did
remember.
You win?
No, I got T-boned by Alicia Molik.
No way.
She got airlifted to hospital because we're in the second corner and I got myself into third and I'm thinking, I'm getting half a stiffy, thinking I'm going really well here.
Driving
and
with
she
it.
Got, exactly. She got T-boned and pushed me into the kitty litter, which I got the SHITs about, but then very quickly realised that she was quite hurt and got airlifted.
Yeah,
so I got back on the track, but I finished.
Who won then. Yours?
I can't remember actually. But it wasn't me.
Rove.
No, it wasn't Rove.
It's going well, said you not.
Wasn't Rove.
Now you love Kiss, don't you?
Yeah.
And I do too, and Jim loves him well.
He loves him. This is how well and how much he loves him.
It is quite amazing to have an act of this size live on the Footy Show. I mentioned at the start of the show, 90 million albums worldwide for this band. They got us off to a cracking start, and they're back with a song that was number one right around the world. Put your hands together for Chris, a Kiss, I should say, and I Was Made for Loving You.
Oh, 90 million albums. Oh, the biggest rock and roll band in the world. Please welcome Chris. Chris.
Fat Chris. Fat actually interrupted them singing that song to put shit on me about it. He actually said, look, you're going to have to stop because I can't wait to the end of the song. What did you call him, Jim?
You know when you're sitting there, you go, did he just say Chris? Yeah. I'm sure it's not Chris.
If you didn't correct yourself, you might have got away with that.
No. I knew it was never getting away with that. But the other one, the funny one, with it, they did a grand final footy show for us once. And Gaz knows nothing about music.
Exactly. Like, doesn't he?
Zero about music.
Really? Oh.
So anyway, we're going up and speaking to them after they did Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day or something like that. So I'm over there with Paul Stanley. I'm saying, who do you think's going to win? And we'd already given him, you know, West Coast or Sydney or whatever the game was. Anyway, then I threw over to Gaz with a tongue man.
Gene Simmons.
I said, what do you got over there, Gaz? And he's looking at me with his terrified face because, you know, there's nothing about it. Anyway, and Gene knew he knew nothing, so he licked him up and down his face.
No.
From the bottom all the way up
the top. And he hated that.
I laughed for an hour.
It was good.
The funniest stuff ever.
I'd be scared.
They're very nice people, actually.
Yes, aren't they?
They're really cool.
We met them
backstage,
in the makeup room, which a lot of work goes in by the way. But they're tall, they're big, aren't they? Gene is.
But very friendly.
Lovely. Wanted to know about the show and the footy and all that. So
it's probably different to how they were back in the day.
Maybe. Yeah, they might have mellowed a bit.
They did like the females that are around.
They did like to have a chat. Paid them some attention.
They did, Jim. Tahan.
Why'd you bring her up?
He's the Queen Gene Simmons mission.
Didn't he write a book about something about 1,000 women or something?
No, I think.
Was that just folklore?
You and Aubrey, the Border Mail. How's Tahan?
She's going good, mate.
Still together?
Yeah, still.
It's been a long, long time.
It's been a very long time.
People said it wouldn't last.
7 years? People say it wouldn't last. Yeah. What were they saying about
us? Well, she's a good sort. And I'm look not, at you, yeah. little weedy seventh finisher.
Weedy
seventh finisher. That's what you called our guest.
Yes, I know.
Weedy.
Does anyone else, when any of the interviews you do ever, treat you with as little respect as Bill?
Probably.
Oh, where, mate?
It's pretty much standard.
Is it?
Yeah.
I see you over in the other show, too.
Yeah.
You've jumped ship.
I cop it over there, don't worry.
Do you get paid more, or why? You've jumped ship on us.
I do it for love.
Oh,
do it for love.
Bill. Good luck in
New
Zealand. Yeah, it's going to be good.
The land of the sheep. But then when you come back, we want to see Bathurst again from you.
Yeah, yes. I should have won it last year.
You're fine.
But if I go to New Zealand, I'm going to turn up with the sheep and the cricket overalls.
The old one-day uniform. Father's Day yesterday.
Yes.
I saw you caught up with the family. Very nice.
Eventually, yes. Had a lovely day at the Bot. Beautiful. Nice meal, Jim. Very good.
The food there is very good.
Very good.
No, very nice. Well, this is how my Father's Day went. 133353 is the number, by the way, and I'll get to the hints in just a second.
Okay.
But we're talking about, you know, if your Father's Day didn't go as well. In other words, if your kids really couldn't give a stuff at all about you.
What happened, Jim?
So Jono is 25. He rings me.
When?
The eldest one. He rings me Friday. And this is how the conversation went. Father's Day Sunday. I said, yep.
Yep.
He goes, we don't really celebrate Father's Day, do we? I said, no, not really. He goes, good. Then I won't call you.
No.
That's it. That was the end of the conversation.
On Friday he rang.
Then I won't call you.
Oh, no. And this is Friday.
This is Friday.
Oh. Oh,
so, Bill, what do you reckon happened Sunday?
No call.
He didn't call me.
No cash. So he honestly didn't ring or text and say Happy Father's Day.
Did not hear from him on the day.
You were told before. Well, he did tell you it was going to.
Well, no, exactly.
Wasn't going to do.
Yes, exactly.
Or he was.
But, Bill.
Preempt is right.
Hence. 133353. How badly did your kids treat you on Father's Day? Because I've got a theory.
Well, how did you go with the other boys?
No,
surely.
George was with me on the day, so I heard from him, gave me a very nice present.
Yep.
Fred was playing in a semi, so I think he was distracted.
You heard nothing?
Nothing. And Henry, I think I got a text halfway through the day, just a text.
Because we're on the Sunday Footy Show panel, and actually TJ, Chomp said.
Chompers.
Has anyone heard from their kids?
Yep.
None of us have. No, Bill,
they don't give us stuff, but there's some theory about it. Mother's Day is a big day.
Yeah.
Because we need to respect the amazing work the mums do. So they're always around Australia, big Mother's Days, big lunches, big get-togethers.
But the dads do a good job,
Father's Day, Bill, tends to come and go.
Oh.
And the kids don't tend to treat it as seriously.
Not as much.
You're well, right. Certainly yeah. not boys. You've got girls. Yeah. They would be better.
Well, thank God for the girls because they organise the dinner yeah. and things like that.
So
the,
Luce and Rubes would get around their dad.
They did and gave me a very nice present, well, both of go. Them, from Mecca. Rubes oh, works
very nice.
Wait till I walk in tomorrow well, with a new I, face.
What some sort of moisturiser
Moisturiser and all that. And then Luce gave me a lovely one. Oscar bought a cart. I can tell he bought a block of chocolate on the way. But Luce, and
well,
he
at least it's something.
He had a cart. You know what Max gave me?
What did Maxwell give you?
One of those things you get when you're at Coles, when you shop and they give you the toys for free.
Oh,
you
know, no.
The what are those oh, toys?
Giveaway. Little giveaway. Nice car or something.
No, well, it was actually a
Coles Little Shop or something.
Little Shoppers or whatever. It was cornflakes.
Come on, Slapsy.
Oh, jeez, come on, Slapsy.
Well, at least that's something.
That well.
So, Bill, 133353. Ring us yes. if your kids had treated you as badly as I was exactly. treated on Father's Day.
We got a $100 Village Bell voucher to give Ooh, away and nice. Jim Sherlock Wheelbarrow, which we know you own.
Oh, I already own one of them.
Yeah, and it's still brand new.
Gurney I need. Where's Loose Wheels? It'll be Gurney.
Have you used it?
Yes.
I've the wheelbarrow.
Bill, all the time oh, I use it.
It's got the sticker on it.
Oldest son rings me Friday. We don't really celebrate Father's Day, do we? I said, no, not really. He goes, good, then I don't have to call. And nothing did I get from him.
Nothing.
So 133353, Glenn's in Geelong. We're asking the question, how badly did your kids treat you on Father's Day, Glenn?
Glennie?
Well, I got home from work. I travelled home from work. I'd been away for the weekend work, and I get home, sit down, have a couple of frothies. Tea's getting cooked.
Yeah.
Anyhow, happy Father's Day, Dad. Here's a Bunnings voucher, $100. Oh, anyhow, no. to get on the phone and transfer some money, I look at the bank account. There's $100 for Bunnings that's come out of my own account.
That's it.
Unbelievable.
So you paid for your own present.
Exactly. Like dinner last night, I paid for it.
I'm sure. When I saw that on Instagram, Bill, I knew you were paying. Andrew Roville?
Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Well, I've got five kids, yep. and a mixture of two girls, three boys, and three of them are over 18. They all come over for dinner, right? Got me absolutely nothing, really. All they could muster up was a jar of chocolate-coated almonds, and I'm sure that had been cracked open and there were a couple of sties were full deck. And I got to cook dinner.
Yeah, good. I love that. It's gold, Bill.
Oh, I know. That's what kids do.
Simo Pakenham. Hello, mate.
Hello, fellas. How are you going?
What happened to you?
I went out in the morning and came home. I'm standing in my kitchen. My oldest son is 25. He walked straight past me. And they walked past me again. I thought, hang on. So I said to my wife, I think he's forgotten something, love.
Yep.
And he goes, oh, well, I've forgotten it.
Oh,
Father's Day.
Oh,
happy Father's Day, Dad. Yeah. Back in his room.
Yeah, back to his room.
Oh, no. How good. Aiden, Hoppers Crossing.
They do forget, Aido.
Fat, skinny. Rabs, how are you, fellas?
How many good, kids mate. Have you got?
I've got six, mate.
Jesus.
Six. Jesus. Ranging from 15 to 7, right?
Yep.
They're all old enough to know what's going on.
Yes.
They've got pop. Coming over, mum's pop,
yep.
for Father's Day lunch. All good there. Comes to me. The three younger ones all get me something from the school fair. Two of the same mug and a set of screwdrivers.
Yep.
The three older three, not even a happy Father's Day. Nothing.
Once they get to about 15,
that's
they're
it.
Done.
No, they don't give us stuff.
No longer care.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Geelong. Hello, Bradford.
Hello, Bradley.
There you go, boy.
What happened, Bradley?
Well, thanks, Bill. I'll just make that up myself. Anyway, so me and the missus were away in Hamilton Island for 9 days there over the weekend.
Nice.
And, it was good, Bill. Anyway.
Okay, Brad.
The father-in-law picks us up, and then halfway home I just remembered that it was Father's Day. I said, oh, happy Father's Day, mate.
Yep.
Took his hand, and then there was a few choice words after it.
So you were the crap son.
Oh, yeah, you could say so. They're married in, son.
Oh, there we are.
I don't know where that went.
I just like the fact that he clipped you. Craig in Geelong. Hello, Craig.
Oh, Geelong. Hey, Craig.
Long time listener, never a winner.
Oh, well.
I've got a 25-year-old, a 24-year-old, and an 8-month-old.
Oh, what's happened there?
Second wife, young, a lot younger than me.
Yours, yeah. So you got an 8-month-old Craig who's walking around with a prayer.
You should go to Cambodia like I did, Billy.
Actually, I might go there. I'll get your number, Craig. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes, Craig, what happened?
So anyway, 25-year-old sends a text. I might come and visit you during the week. mind you, hasn't been to see me in 8 months. And daughter, nothing.
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 Jeez.
Nothing.
Wow.
Well, Bill, all I know is this.
As bad as
most of those callers were, they in front of my kids.
No,
they gave me absolutely nothing.
Funny about that, Jim.
Go nuts.
We do have a caller, a late one here. Hello, Henry.
Dad, Billy, how are you going?
Dad, this is your boy. Now Jim just told a story saying that you did nothing for him. You didn't say Happy Father's Day. Henry, what did happen?
There's a bit of mayo
yes,
on it.
Yes.
Firstly, it started about midweek when I said, Dad, it's Father's Day this Sunday. Do you want anything? Do you want me to come up to Melbourne? To which he said, I'll get back to you. Never did.
Oh, that is incorrect.
And then the day of Jim. Father's Day, I sent him a message. And then a follow-up, I sent him a nice quote from Barack Obama, which highlighted his meaning to me in my life, and he didn't reply.
You sent a text.
Jim.
And I said to you, you're very welcome to come up and have dinner with us on Sunday, which Jim, you didn't want to
do. He sent a quote from Barack.
Oh, actually, did you hear about your older brother?
Yeah, I'm better than him, though.
I'm better than him.
Yeah. Well, you want to be. He didn't even read.
I did send Jono a message saying, what are you doing for Father's Day? And he said, I don't know, mate, I'm busy.
Yeah, no, that's all you get out of him.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, and I got next to bugger all out of you, too.
Yeah, well, at least Henry did do something.
The offer was there, at least.
Exactly.
In fact,
you did the right thing, Henry. Well done.
I got out of you on Sunday what I've got out of you for 22 years.
No.
Not much. That's what you deserve as well.
Why aren't you working, by the way?
Well, he is.
I got a cheeky little end of lunch break, sort of, so.
Oh, right. Sort of.
Got 5 minutes to tell you that I'm a good son.
Get back to work.
Sort of.
All right.
See, Henry, good boy.
All right, who wins?
You've added a bit of mayo to your story,
no,
Jim.
No, that was Jonathan, not Henry.
There's a couple there that I wasn't sure where they were going, Jim. What about the Andrew, Roville?
Yeah, he got the chocolate almonds.
Chocolate almonds.
Andrew?
Yes, boys.
You've won yourself a Sherlock wheelbarrow, mate. They are sensational. Jim's got one. The stickers still on it.
Oh, beautiful item they are.
Beautiful.
Glenn in Geelong, I liked his. He got a $100 Bunnings voucher. Then he looked on the bank and there was $100 taken.
Glenn, head down to Melbourne and go to the Village Bell, mate. You got $100 to spend there. It's beautiful in St Kilda.
It is.
Lovely.
Well done, Glenn Roy. All right, Bill, a joke?
Yeah, I'm just looking for one.
Oh, no.
I forgot.
Monday's never good.
I tell you what, it sneaks up on you every day. Every day.
Hey, tomorrow the top flight's in, Bridge Duclos.
Good, good.
And our man, Dave Armitage, who's had a very fine career for the
Saints.
And can also do a fart whenever you ask him.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable, Bill.
I hope he's not out here in Clarendon Street today with a gas leak.
He'll land in the next suburb.
Andrew McCarthy, Jim, Buchanan should have been reported for staging.
Oh.
Spot on, Andrew. Well said, I say.
All right, come on. Nice joke on a Monday.
Yes.
An awkward moment with a bit of...
There was actually toe talks. Brad Geelong. Hello, Bradford.
Hello, Bradley.
How you going, boy?
What happened, Bradley?
Well, thanks, Bill. I'll just make that up myself.
Listen to him.
We used to do that, Toad Talks.
We did Toad Talks.
That was a bit Toad Talks.
Actually, I got a birthday wish for the lovely Edith, who's 80 today. I went to school with Carl, his mum.
Well done, Edith.
Edith, 80. Good on you. Happy birthday, Doc.
End the day with a laugh.
This is Billy's joke.
All jokes aside, if you're digging for a living, you won't dig up a better Kubota finance offer on excavators up to 3.5 tonne at supergroups.com.au.
Supergroups. Oh, another sponsored segment, Jim.
Yes.
CC's very happy getting good feedback from Mr. CC.
I don't think you have.
Yes, indeed. I went to the chemist the other day, or the chemist, if you want to say how it's spelt.
Yep.
And I said, hey, miss, I'd like to buy 12 condoms, please. Mm. She said, don't you miss me. I said, okay, then, give me 13.
Oh, no. What about that?
How good's that?
I'm opening with that.
You open with that, Mickey
I'm
boy.
Opening with that.
Oh, how good.
Get you to sign a release for that one.
No.
That's my favourite.
Yeah.
A 12-pack at last Bill 14 years.
And they're the big ones. Dangerous put one over his head. Look at it.
Get stuffed.
You are the king of the divan. Quel mal est en passant.